The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We'll always take your license plates because they're always funny. They get through some of these states. This is a Nebraska plate. Ate my pie. The number 8, MY, and PI.
So she left it on the windowsill to cool, I can assume?
Yes. My pie. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what she's thinking of. I'm hoping, I'm not going to say the name of the car, but it's 8 My Pie is out there driving around on the wall somewhere.
Bravo.
Yeah. And you're probably right. It probably is a reference to pies on a windowsill, but we're not thinking that.
Right, yeah. No, you put the pie on the windowsill to cool. Like always.
And she could put her pie on the windowsill if she wants to, but then some guy's going to have to come in and eat the pie. Right? Pie on the windowsill.
Be like a cartoon, somebody sneaking up there.
Exactly. She's old Big Bugs Bunny fan, exactly. All right, so this is it's BUI, boating under the influence.
BUI.
This is 30 people on a boat in Clearwater. And everybody just jumps overboard, about to hit something or what?
No, the person that was going to, captain this ship shows up to do that, and he falls over the side of the boat. He's wasted.
He fell over the boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun boat ice cream boat in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, it didn't sound like they even made it out of the dock or anything. It's not like this guy shows up and just falls over the side.
Arrived to work stumbling with food all over his face. So drunk he fell off the boat. Came back at .118 and 115.
Yeah, it's too drunk to drive the boat.
Yeah, I know a couple people got BUIs before, It's kind of embarrassing.
Especially if your job is to take a bunch of tourists out.
Well, that's really embarrassing.
Yeah, you can't.
That's your job.
Yeah. And hopefully it wasn't one of those fast boats, because I'll take those. We do one at the beach where it's a huge speed boat, but it's about, you probably put about 30, 40 people in that thing. And it flies. Yeah. It flies. And they're fun.
Oh.
And but this... Is it a speedboat or is it just like a
It doesn't say. I don't know what kind of boat it is.
You don't want a drunk guy race, because you could die.
It's got 30 people on it. It's probably a slower, more.
Well, I know that, but I ride a 30 person. It's a speedboat. It's 30, 40 people. The ones, a couple of them at the beach in Maryland. Yeah.
Now, you'll be shocked to know that this is not his first run-in with the law on alcohol-related offenses.
No.
2004 conviction out of Michigan for operating while impaired, and a 2018 conviction of Arizona for extreme DUI.
What does that mean?
What's the number on extreme DUI? Twice?
I think it's going to be at least twice. This looks like a big pontoon boat.
Okay, got it. But still, you can hurt people. You can
30 people.
You could run into something, right?
Extreme DUI in Arizona is a misdemeanor criminal charge with a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or more.
Okay, so twice the legal limit.
Yes.
Nearly.
Yeah, they call it extreme. It doesn't sound too extreme,
No, it's not like Mountain Dew extreme.
Think about that. We could all, 0.15, that's walking around material.
Yeah,
there.
Extreme yeah. should be like not
might have a slight stumble.
Right, not compatible with life. Kind of, yeah. You know, 0.38.
Yeah, it should be like John Bonham, you know, something like that. Because that'd be my defense. Extreme's kind of harsh. You know, how about I was just kind of really drunk?
Right, can you downgrade that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, that wasn't extreme. Shouldn't it all be relative?
You don't know me.
There is an aggravated DUI in Arizona, too.
Isn't that somebody gets hurt?
Now, that's when you commit a DUI while you don't have a license. Or you commit a third DUI within 84 months.
7 years.
Commits a DUI while a person under 15 is in the vehicle. Commits a DUI or refuses to submit the blood alcohol content test while under an ignition interlock device. Yeah, so there's some you can get an aggravated DUI for a lot of those things too.
Nick, yours was just reckless driving, right? How long is that in your record?
Not just reckless driving. It's bad. I'm sure it's on there for a while.
Okay. Oh, that was just reckless driving.
Just.
I was trying to downgrade. I want to say anything harsher than what it was, you know.
Yeah, you're still in trouble. You go to court and all that.
You're still in trouble, yeah. Right? I remember. We lived it with you, you know, a couple years ago. But you're fine now. All right. We could probably do this a little bit today, and maybe tomorrow too. We'll probably get some emails on this because this is so true. My boss fired me because I spoke to a customer who was being really rude. And a lot of times, you know, just like Brad from Fast Times, you know, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass. He gets fired right there.
I just saw that scene again the other day.
I love that scene. I'm going to kick 100% of your ass. And then he has to drive around with a pirate hat on. my sister, who was a waitress years ago when she was a teenager, she waited on somebody. I'll never forget this, like her first day at work. She's listening right now. She probably either respond or text me. But she waited on a couple, literally her friend. And she'd been waitressing before at different places, but this is her first time at this place, bar/restaurant. And the guy was just a dick. Started saying really hardcore stuff, and she told him off. And they pulled her aside and fired her just like Brad, you know, right there. Now, I want to know if that's changed. The customer is not always right, especially if you're a rude-ass customer in a bar or restaurant. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be you're always right.
No.
I wonder if that's changed with management, where they hear people out, actually.
Well, there's a lot more Karens out there, too.
Right.
So,
yep.
I mean, sometimes they're just...
I'm hoping the restaurants stand up for their employees sometime when they realize that they weren't the one that did it.
Unruliness is not confined to airplane activity.
I think
there can be unruly people at restaurants, and it happens all the time, I'm sure.
There was one good thing that came out of the pandemic, it seems like, you know, these servers and employees at restaurants, management started to step up for them a little bit more.
And
defend their people. Look, no, you can't treat my employees this way.
Right.
You know?
Well, my favorite one is that meme. It shows just an old white lady. It says, just left church. Now it's time to be a C-bomb to the waitress. Remember that? And they write out the word C-bomb, which
that's
is the best.
That's perfect.
It is.
Oh, I asked someone
Sunday brunch
in Denver if anybody had been to the Casa Bonita since the South Park boys took it over.
Oh yeah,
you know, because that's an old touristy standby. Been in Denver for a long time.
Yeah, they saved it, didn't they?
Then went into disarray and you know kind of went downhill, and they saved it. And I guess they pay all of their servers. They tell you not to tip there. They tell you not to tip, and they pay all of their servers $28 to $30 an hour.
Now. Do people still tip?
People still tip.
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard to get that out of the culture.
Right.
It's
and they're figuring, well, I'm going to help them out even more and give them more money.
Yeah. In our culture, it would be like telling cops not to shoot black guys. Now, people tip. And they're going to continue
and that
to
is
do
the
that.
Obvious analogy. Thank you, Todd. I'm with you on that. It's the obvious analogy.
When things get ingrained in the culture, it is difficult to get rid of it.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It is. I remember just being in Jamaica that time at that all-inclusive resort. You weren't allowed the tip. And it felt just so weird, man, because you didn't have your wallet. You left your wallet in your room in the safe. You didn't need your wallet. They told you not to bring it out. But it felt so weird when, you know, they're handing you drinks at those resorts and you can't tip.
Yeah, you automatically.
When you know the guy's living off nothing.
Like
you know,
they should throw him a couple of bucks.
You're right. But you can't. You can't. And they can't accept it.
With that concept, Bonita, I think it could be a lot easier at restaurants if you just don't have that line on the receipt that comes back.
Oh, yeah, but likely they don't.
If the line's gone, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't, well, I guess, I was going to say you can't refuse the tip if somebody just writes it down on the sheet and walks away, but I think you could actually just not charge it to the credit card, couldn't you?
Probably, Puss, but
if they really wanted
that's
to.
That's a great question. I don't know, it'd be once it's signed, is that altering it, you know? Mm-hmm. Good point.
But I don't think you'd get in trouble for charging less than what they thought.
Well, it says don't tip. It doesn't say it's illegal to tip, right?
Yeah.
So somebody might still tip. Did you eat there, Todd?
Oh, no. I went to some, well, I don't know. They might have decent Mexican food, but there's so much good Mexican food in Denver. Yeah. That,
don't they have divers at that place?
Yeah, I don't know if that continues, but at one time they had the Acapulco Cliff Divers. You know, that was the draw.
Oh, that's cool.
That was the big touristy draw.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Patrick says he's been to the nude nudes near LAX. They had some of the best nudes.
Well, it is LA.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's kind of
a
dumpy
hot women in LA. But a lot of hot women in LA, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently some work by the airport.
Yeah.
That just looked like kind of a seedy place to me.
Before they break in the porn, yes. You know?
I've only been through LAX.
Working hard for the money.
I've only been through LAX one time, and I thought to myself, I'd really rather not come back here ever again.
Directed your mom or your daughter in a porn. That we might pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it is a movie.
Or you're going to say, mom, bend over at that point.
Yeah. Oh.
And again, is it a lesbian scene? Oh.
No, this is dudes, man. This is dudes coming in.
Yeah, because you know, the lesbian scene is a little easier answer.
Yes, it is. That way, you're not seeing some guy destroy your mom or your daughter, right? Okay.
Oh, hey, real quick, before we...
I don't know, who would pick daughter?
Nobody. Well, one guy wanted to know how old she was.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to...
That's freak, man. Yeah,
real quick, before we're done here, we did have a solo Deadpool hit over the weekend.
Who was it?
Roman Gabriel.
Oh, Roman
really?
Died.
Yes.
Oh, man, we talked to Roman.
Did we?
Yeah, because we were on the air... for a hot minute in San Francisco, and he went to Cal.
Yes. No, that was Joe Capp.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, he's right.
We had Joe Capp.
Joe
on.
Capp, who was a former Minnesota Viking. You know, Roman Gabriel, who'd he play for? Rams most of his career?
Rams.
Yeah, I know he's the Rams. Yeah,
Rams and the Eagles.
Yeah, Rams, he was really big at the Rams.
I thought he was associated with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, he is. He's a Carolina guy.
Yeah, oh, he's a Carolina guy.
Roman Gabriel's a Carolina guy.
That might be why.
Where'd you go to
college?
He's
a one bar on the helmet quarterback.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. If you're our age, Roman Gabriel was a big-time quarterback.
Are you confusing the Panthers with his stint as the head coach of the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks in 1991?
Might be.
Where's his college?
He went to NC State.
There. He was a Carolina guy.
Yep.
Got it.
That might be.
Yeah, he was a really big quarterback in the early 70s. Certain age group would remember him for sure. And how old was he?
He was 83, and he was picked by one person, a solo hit for Limp Ditkas.
All right. Oh, a football name, too.
Good one.
Nice. Good for Limp Ditkas.
The picture on his Wikipedia page is him standing on the sidelines with a headset and a giant thing of chew in his cheek.
Handsome dude back in the day.
I thought
man.
It was a goiter.
He was a real handsome dude back in the day, man. Yeah, yeah. Roman Gabriel. I didn't know he was still alive.
He's not.
Well, yeah.
That's the point. That's really what we're getting
That's
at here
right.
is he's not alive anymore. No leaderboard change. Still Cowher's free time, Todd's fridge bullet hole, and Colonel Nutcracker sitting on four hits.
All right. Somebody overtake Cowher's free time eventually. You know.
It's a long season.
I know.
It's a long wife
dude.
Is the list, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's a short wife.
It's a short wife.
It's a short wife.
A little different.
Is the list, yes.
I just saw a recent picture with Cowher and his new wife, too, again.
I'm confirming this on the internet. There were rumors that Roman Gabriel and Jim Nabors were dating.
Yeah, there's rumors.
Really?
No,
yeah.
Gabriel was rumored to be gay for years, and you couldn't be out of the closet. Well, you still can't be out of the closet in the NFL, you know?
There's one, the one guy. The one guy. Carl Nassib.
Right.
He was the first guy to be actively in the NFL and come out of the closet.
Yeah. He was, but there's more in there. They can't, and nobody's doing, you know? Yeah, Roman Gabriel was rumored to be gay. Yeah.
There still has to be such a stigma in the locker rooms because you think the first active player to come out would, you think they could be lucrative.
You know why the stigma? Well, you mentioned this before, too much Jesus in the NFL.
Yep.
So all the Jesus freaks. That's against the Bible.
Yeah. Well, and what you really need, like, Carl Nassib was great, but Carl Nassib was, he wasn't a star.
No.
You need somebody who is a bona fide star to come out. And that
guy. More than one.
That guy will end up with a lot of lucrative deals, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. We had Mr. Skin on earlier. Check him out in the podcast. Nick's doing some comedy this coming week. Where are you at, Nick?
Yes, Friday night I'll be at RD's Place in Fremont, and Saturday in Smithland, Iowa at Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse.
Actor Ted McGinley is tomorrow?
He is.
Yeah. We also
and
have
Tyler Walsh.
And Tyler Walsh tomorrow, and
Nikki Glaser later in the week.
Later this week, yeah. And the usual cast of characters, too. TNTRadioEmpire.com, the brand new Todd Tyler app's out there, and also you can still get the live podcast from a couple weeks ago, the live show. Otherwise, download the podcast and patronize all the advertisers here on the radio stations and the podcast. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
This is the Todd and Tyler